Hi, and welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. John Cook. You've joined us in our continuing study on Just a Thought on the book of Revelation. In our previous studies, we have looked at chapter 1 of Revelation. Now we have entered in upon the study of chapter 2 of Revelation. We've looked at what God had to say to the church at Ephesus. We've looked at what God had to say to the church at Smyrna. Today, we're going to look at what God has to say to the church at Pergamos. And I'm going to show you what God says to them and how it may apply to us also, right after this. Now, join in progress our continuing study on Just a Thought on Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. This is part 3. Having commended the church, the Lord now sets forth the problem that is in this church. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 14, look at it. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. What the Lord says is wrong with the church was their acceptance of the doctrine of Balaam. This is the doctrine of compromise, the doctrine of serving for money, the doctrine of finding a way around God to get what you want so you can profit. Balaam is presented to us in the book of Numbers. You can read about it in chapter 22, chapter 23, and chapter 24, and chapter 31. Balaam was a prophet that was sent for by Balak, a Moabite king. Balak wanted Balaam to curse Israel. Balaam goes the second time when he is sent for. He disregards the fact that he is out of God's will. God nearly kills him as he's on his way to Balak. The only thing that stopped him was Balaam's ass, who Balaam ends up arguing with. Yeah, he argued with an ass, with a jackass. But God let him go. He gave him a warning that he was to say only what God told him to say. After several tries to find a way to curse Israel, and God preventing him from doing so, Balaam tells Balak how to get God to curse Israel. Balaam couldn't curse Israel, but he could tell Balak a plan that would get God to curse Israel. In Numbers 31 and verse 16, it says, "Behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord." Balaam dies at the hands of Israel, according to Numbers chapter 31 and verse 8. They slew the kings of Midian, the scripture says, beside the rest of them that were slain, namely, Evi, Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, five kings of Midian. Balaam, also the son of Beor, they slew with the sword. Balaam was a popularity seeker, a man in love with money. He was willing to do whatever to gain the approval of man and fatten his wallet. The doctrine of Balaam was active then, and it's active now. It was tolerated then, and it's tolerated now. God condemns such toleration. We see this same behavior among the churches today when they decide that they are willing to get along with the world for popularity's sake and for personal gain. Selling out to the world. Selling out to the world prevents us from pleasing the Savior. Marriage to the world brings compromise. Compromise that leads to the church losing its effectiveness in the world. The doctrine, this doctrine, must and should be, without question, rejected. The doctrine of Balaam. God did not leave us here after saving us to please men. In fact, Paul the Apostle says in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10, in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10, "For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. According to the scripture, we are the servants of Christ, and we are not in the business of seeking to please men. We cannot serve two masters. Not we should not, we cannot. Look at Luke chapter 16 and verse 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. It's important to see that this is dealing directly with the doctrine of Balaam, because the doctrine teaches serving for money. We must reject this false doctrine and get it out of the churches. We must never be guilty of joining ourselves to the world, no matter what the reason. Now, it is important to call to our attention the fact that the Pergamos church age, as we've said before, was one in which Constantine, the Roman emperor, used the church for political purpose. I think this is especially valuable lesson for us to notice today. As so often, God's churches are joining up for political purposes with the world. The church is not supposed to be in business to change the world through politics, but to change men's hearts through the preaching of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 23 and 24. Get your Bible, look at it. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Let the preachers of the churches of our Lord Jesus Christ obey our commission, which is found in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Don't ever step down from a higher calling, the preaching of the Word of God, to join up with this world in politics. There must be no compromise in our living, as compromise leads to corruption in the church.